11. Please leave. While everyone ate cake, I snuck into my room to get some alone time. But of course, there were tons of people in there, too. A bunch of kids were sprawled out on the floor. Two people were sitting on my desk chair. And three girls I didn't even know were jumping on my bed, with their shoes on. "Happy birthday, Becca!" one of the jumping girls said. "Please don't jump on my bed," I begged. "Becca said to stop," the girl yelled, yanking the other two girls' arms. One of those girls fell forward, knocking into my desk chair, which sent the desk chair rolling right into Twinkle's bowl. Ah! The bowl tilted over and smashed to my floor. Glass shards went everywhere. Twinkle slid across the wood floor toward my bed like he was on a slip and slide. "Twinkle!" I yelled.
"Who?
What happened?"
"You're the best, Becca."
"Mom!" I yelled. But it was so loud in the apartment, she couldn't hear me. I tried to lie down on the floor to find my fish, but there were people in the way.
"What happened?"
Shep asked, running into my room. "Can you get me a glass of water?" I asked him. Then I took a deep breath and yelled, "Everyone else, out of my room! Please leave! Goodbye!" Everyone stared at me.
"Where does she want us to go?"
"Please just go!" I yelled again. I could feel stress hives forming on my face, and I didn't even care. My room slowly cleared out. I got on my belly, trying to spot Twinkle under my bed. And finally, there he was. His little body was flailing back and forth. Poor Twinkle. I gently picked him up with one hand and used my other palm to help shimmy out from under the bed. Shep was already there with a glass of water.
"Here you go. Poor Beta."
I dropped Twinkle inside the glass of water. He fluttered around for a bit. He was dazed and sluggish. Would he be okay? He had to be okay.
"You're bleeding,"
Shep said to me, pointing to my arm. Oh, I was. I had shimmied over a small glass shard. I looked around my room and saw that there were glass remnants from the fishbowl everywhere. The noise in the living room was almost unbearable. I needed to clean up my arm. I needed to clean up my living room. I needed everyone to leave my house.
"Do you want me to tell everyone the party's over?"
Shep asked. My eyes filled with tears. I nodded. "Thank you," I whispered. Shep got up and closed my door behind him.
"Party's over, everyone. Please call your parents and tell them it's time to come get you,"
I heard him announce. I sat silently, leaning against my bed and holding Twinkle in the glass. My door opened.
"Becca?"
It was Harper. "Do you still want me to sleep over?" she asked, biting her thumbnail.
"I'm not feeling great," I told her. "So maybe another time?"
"Of course," she said. Was that relief on her face? "Feel better. Happy birthday." She closed the door behind her. I heard her say, "Georgette, I can sleep at your place and then we can go to the tournament together." Deep breath. Deep breath. I continued taking deep breaths until the apartment quieted. When it sounded like everyone had left, I got up and placed Twinkle's glass carefully on my dresser. He seemed fine now, swimming around. I exhaled. I'd just have to get him a new bowl. I glared at the bracelet. Why wouldn't it come off? I took a pair of scissors from my drawer and tried to squeeze through the beads to cut the cord. Nothing.
My mom came into my room. You all right, sweetheart? I shook my head. I showed her the blood on my arm. Let me help, she said. Do you see any way to get this bracelet off? I asked. She took my hand in hers and squinted at it.
Is there no clasp?
I shook my head. Let me get scissors. I tried that, I said, and sighed.
We can take it to a jewelry store, she said.
Okay, I said. But I was becoming convinced that it was never, ever coming off. Was there a trick? Was it a test? Had I failed? My mom gave me an antihistamine for my hives. Then she washed my cut and put a Band-Aid on.
You go to sleep, my mom said to me. I'll clean up.
I shook my head. I'll do it.
No way.
We'll clean together, she said.
I'll help too, Bram said. Raging party, Becca.
Yeah, I said. So, we cleaned together. My brother put some music back on, and the three of us carefully picked up the glass, collected the garbage, wiped off the surfaces, swept the wood floors, and vacuumed the carpet. Bram and I brought all the garbage downstairs to the bins that were just off the lobby. Mr. Wangens was sorting the recycling. Doodles was on his shoulder.
Ahoy, Bram, Mr. Wangens said. Ahoy, Becca. I hear it was your birthday. How was it?
Bad birthday! Bad, Becca!
Doodles squawked before I could answer. Then she added,
Hi, Bram. Love you, Bram.
I turned to my brother, surprised. Doodles loves you? Why does she love you? And do all parrots talk this much? Bram stepped up close to the parrot and made a kissy face.
Hi, Doodles, he said. How are you?
He petted Doodles' back, and Doodles ruffled her feathers happily. I laughed in shock. Bram and I said goodnight to Mr. Wangens and headed back through the lobby toward the elevator. What's your trick with Doodles? I asked Bram.
I sing to her, my brother said. I pet her, too, and sometimes I give her treats when she comes to my window.
She comes to mine, too.
And what do you do?
I ignore her, or I tell her to go away.
Well, why would she be nice to you if you're not nice to her?
Oh, I said. My brother shrugged. We reached the elevator, and I pressed the button to call it down to the lobby. Hey, Bram, how do you have so many friends? I asked him.
Are you kidding?
He laughed.
Did you not just experience your party? You have way more friends than I do.
Today I did, yeah. But in general, what do you do to make friends? He raised one eyebrow.
Sing to them and give them treats?
I laughed. I'm serious.
I don't know. I text people a lot. I hang out with people a lot.
But how do you get them to hang out with you?
I ask them to,
he said. The elevator finally came, and Bram pulled open the door.
And I try to make sure they're having fun while we're hanging out. Like, I'll offer to play cards if I know they like cards.
He smiled at me. But do you like cards? I asked.
Yeah.
But what if they like something you don't? I asked as we got on the elevator. I pressed the button for 7.
I try to find something we both like.
I thought of Harper. What if there's nothing?
If we have nothing in common, maybe we shouldn't be friends. You don't need to be friends with everyone. But everyone has something in common, yeah? Even if it's just that, I don't know, you both like pizza.
Everyone likes pizza, I said. If only making friends came more naturally to me.
Then I wondered, if making friends was so easy for my brother, why was he usually such a jerk to me? Hey, Bram? I added as the elevator reached our floor. Why are you always mean to me? Not this week, but normally.
I am?
I nodded, tears pricking my eyes. He blushed.
I don't know. Maybe because you're always around. I have to be cranky to someone, and you can't get rid of me, so...
I like it better when you're nice, I said softly.
I'll try to be nice then,
he said, and squeezed my shoulder. I patted his hand. Thanks. When we got back to our apartment, I was exhausted. All I wanted to do was sleep for a week. I took a shower, not bothering to protect my bracelet. Maybe the magic would wash off. I put on my pajamas. I checked on Twinkle. He was still doing okay in his tall glass of water. Sorry, Twinkle, I said. I'll take better care of you. I promise. I checked my phone. I had 50 more texts. Elijah, awesome party. Elizabeth, quiz what your birth time says about you. Emma, I was born at 11 p.m. That means I'm a party animal. Daisy, party popper emoji, thank you for a fun night. Zuri, party popper emoji, happy birthday. Willow, thank you for inviting me. Hope the rest of the party was great. Unknown number.
Happy birthday, Becca. Here is a picture of me at my 10th birthday. Look at those bangs, LOL. XO, Ms. Michaels.
Shep, how is Twinkle? Nothing from Harper and Georgette. I guessed they were busy having a sleepover. And watering plants. I had 300 more friend requests on Friendstagram, mostly from people I didn't know. My father still hadn't called. I turned off my phone, got into bed, and went to sleep.